Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's time for Mountain Wave weather on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Yeah.
John's got your forecast. Woo. Fresh and clear. Stay ready. Stay rolling. Mountain Wave weather starts right here.
John.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Did you hear your new intro?
I did. That's cool. I like the energy. It's very good in the morning. I'm
snappy.
Trying to get up.
No, it's snappy.
I feel like you're in the bathroom, John.
Yeah, John, what are you doing?
I'm in the kitchen, actually.
Oh, okay. All right.
Making breakfast for the little one?
No, not quite yet.
Okay.
That's on the to-do list, though.
Well, John, we wanted to check in with you. We're not expecting a huge storm or anything like that, but we thought we'd say hi. By the way, you couldn't make it yesterday because the kid was sick. Is the kid doing better?
He's about the same today. He didn't sleep much last night, so we're still kind of working with him, and hopefully he'll start feeling better here in another day or two. Fingers crossed.
It might be the flu. You know, the flu's going around.
Okay, that's crazy. That's not crazy.
All right, well, let's get to the weather.
He'll be fine. It's just a sniffle.
Let's get to the weather, John. What are we looking at? What's going on here?
Well, yeah, it's been a roller coaster ride with the storm. So we've had, you know, models going crazy over it, pulling it away, you know, moving where the heavy snow is, you know, and there's still some of that going on. Even last night, you know, there was some of the higher range models or higher resolution short-term models had the storm completely fall apart, and then you get up this morning and it's kind of back to how it was, but maybe just a little bit less intense. So, I wouldn't say a major storm by any means, but what has been consistent is just the areas that I'll probably see the heavier snow and then the impacts, and then the areas outside of that are the areas where it probably won't be too much of a big deal. So, when we look at the models and we look at the forecasts, a lot of that has just been, okay, if you're west of the city into the foothills, or if you're south over the Palmer Divide, and it's really kind of kept C-470 as a dividing line. So if you're south or southwest of that, that's where you're going to see some of the heavier snow. If you're in and around Denver, like the suburbs, generally just maybe a couple of inches.
Did you see what Dave Frazier did? Let me give you a little gossip because I recorded it, so I have proof. So at 5 o'clock, Dave Frazier said 6 to 8 inches could be possible, right? And then at 10 o'clock, he goes, I've changed those snow totals because it's moved way south. So now I'm going to move that 6 to 8 inches to 3 inches.
John. Here's the question, though. Dave did, is that kind of cover your ass type of thing that you weather people do?
Not necessarily. I think one thing a lot of people forget about a weather forecast is it's fluid, right? Because, like, it can wobble 50 miles north or 50 miles south. So when we do adjustments like that, we look at a bunch of models and we build a forecast based on what they're saying and a couple other things. So if it makes a big wobble to the south, like 50 miles, you have to change your forecast because it's going to pull a lot of that snow and that energy further south than you originally thought. Okay. So you're not going to keep saying, you know, 8-10 inches when the whole storm's falling, you know, much further south, and you're going to get less snow.
Wobble.
Well, sometimes, like when I have the fluid known as vodka, it makes me wobble.
Yeah, wobble all over the place.
So I get it. I've seen you bar bingo
wobble.
So I get it. All over the place. Fluids will make you wobble.
All right, John, thank you so much for the report. Let me quickly hit a couple of cities here. Let's see here. Ken Carroll, what are we getting there?
Ken Carroll, probably about 3 to 6 with those guys.
Okay, that's me. That's me.
470 is that dividing line.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you got any favorites?
Well, you know, I live at the tunnel.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my door right there in the tunnel.
Yeah. What about up there at the Eisenhower?
Eisenhower Tunnel?
Yeah.
Those guys are probably in about the 3 to 6 to 4 to 8 inch.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 to 8 inch range as well.
Carson, you got one?
Yeah. What about Parker?
So Parker, again, just south of that C-470, right in that 3 to 6 inch range as well. So where you transition is it, like if you go north, like Littleton or Inglewood, those guys are going to be maybe a 1 to 3 or a 2 to 4 inch range. And I would, for a lot of these ranges,
so BJ,
right now,
decide.
I would like on the lower side.
Wait, hold on. So BJ, this is what BJ does. When he knows it's going to be heavier in an area, he's like, I'm in Ken Carroll. But when he knows it's going to be heavier in Littleton, then he lives in Littleton.
Yeah.
So where do you live?
Right now?
Yeah.
I have noticed that.
Well, most people don't realize this, but I drive down every day from Boulder. John, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. You know, where I live, hey, John,
thank
listen,
you.
Where I live often wobbles.
Yeah.
It sure does.
Okay. I know how that
All
goes.
Right, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like your new intro, too.
Yeah,
okay?
Right?
Pretty cool,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, very cool.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
It's time for Mountain Wave Weather on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. John's got your forecast. Fresh and clear. Stay ready. Stay rolling. Mountain Wave Weather.